This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to warn his ummah from being wasteful when it comes to carrying out the wudu. وأخبر, and he narrated to us, Ibn al-Qayyim is saying this, أنه يكون في أمته, that there would be people from his ummah, from his nation, من يعتدي في الطهور, who violate when it comes to the ablution and when it comes to purification. What is he referring to? He's referring to wasting water, my brothers and my sisters, and how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will come a time when the people will do this. Subhanallah, a sign of prophecy. He mentioned this 1400 years ago. And is this something that happens, my brothers and my sisters? Of course it happens. So the question that arises now, my brothers and my sisters, is it haram now to do more than that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with regards to his wudu? Or is it something that is disliked? Because we know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we're going to come into inshallah ta'ala later, the most complete version of wudu is to wash that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam washed thrice. There was times when he did it once, there was times when he did it twice, but the most complete version is to do it thrice, which we're going to come into inshallah ta'ala later when going through the description of his wudu. What if an individual now wanted to do more than three times? Let's say, for example, my face, I'm going to start washing it four times because I feel like it. Not because I need to, that's a different case. One didn't wash his face three times properly and he wanted now to make up for that by doing it a fourth time because there was a part that was unwashed. That's a different case. And in that case, you would have to. But he just says, oh, let me just wash it and then keep washing it. Huh? Is that something that is allowed? And what is his ruling? Ibn Balban, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Akhsar al-Mukhtasarat, which is a Hanbali text, he says, وَكُرِهَا أَكْثَرْ. It is disliked to do it more than three times. Disliked. But my brothers and my sisters, perhaps it is more correct to say that it is haram. It is impermissible for one to wash it more than three times. And that is because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Amr ibn Shu'ayb an abihi an jaddih. An abihi an jaddih. He stated that an Arabi, ja Arabinu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yas'aluhu an al-wudu. And he was asking about the wudu. Fa'arahu al-wudu'a thalathin thalathin. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated to him how to make the wudu, okay? And he showed him to wash the body parts thrice. So he showed him the complete version of the wudu. Thumma qal. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, هَكَذَا الْوُضُوءِ. This is how you carry out the ablution. فَمَنْ زَادَ عَلَى هَذَا فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَتَعَدَّ وَظَلَمْ. And whoever does more than this, meaning whoever does it now four times or five times, goes over the limit that has been set of doing it three times, that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated to him, فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ. And indeed this individual has erred, and also he has oppressed, and also he has done something called a ta'addi, has violated. فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَتَعَدَّ وَظَلَمْ. And you can see, my brothers and my sisters, these are some harsh words that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using. And then you also have, my brothers and my sisters, another narration. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, he said, إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولَ. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إنه سيكون في هذه الأمة قوم يعتدون في الطهور والدعاء. Indeed, there is going to be from amongst my nation individuals who are going to be violating, who are going to fall into violation with regards to the طهور when purifying themselves. يعتدون في الطهور والدعاء. And also when it comes to the دعاء, that's a discussion for another time. They're going to be falling into violation with regards to their dua. Subhanallah, if you look closely, my brothers and my sisters, what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is saying is in line to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. And this is a manhaj that we can take, a methodology that we can take. That when an individual teaches you something, okay, he shouldn't be teaching you anything other than what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. This is the occupation, this is the wazifa of the teacher. My job here isn't to give you what I think or what my sheikh thinks or what my dad feels. But rather, I am here to tell you, and this is the opinion of every other teacher, of what the Prophet ﷺ did. And when I say opinion, it's just someone bringing something out of his own back pocket. But we know from the Arba'atu Madahib, the four great Imams, they wouldn't just bring something out of their own back pockets and start, you know, telling us what they think. Huh? But rather, it was built on the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is exactly what Ibn Qayyim here is trying to do as well. He's trying to connect you to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. In another hadith, we are told, مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسعد وهو يتوضا. Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam went past Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas while he was making wudu. Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and he said, ما هذا السرف? What is this waste? Why are you wasting water? So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he asked, أفي الوضوء سرف? أو أفي الوضوء إسراف? Is it really possible to waste water when it comes to the wudu? قال نعم. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, نعم, yes. وإن كنت على نهر جار. وإن كنت على نهر جار. It is even possible to waste water, he says, if you are making wudu, okay, using the flowing river. Subhanallah. So you can see through all of these narrations, my brothers and my sisters, okay, that Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very stern and harsh when it comes to the water. The water is a blessing from Allah that He has sent down upon us. مِنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ بِهِ. Okay, it's a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down upon us that we need to look after by only taking from it that which is going to cover our need. So going back to what I was saying before, how often does this happen, my brothers and my sisters? We go into the kitchen, or we go into the bathroom, and we just basically blast it open. If you want to check the water as to whether it is warm or not, you can just open it a little bit and just do that. It might be an extra 10 seconds more that you have to wait in the toilet, simply because you're trying to what? Save the water, and by implementing what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise you with, and you staying away from the things that he warned against. فيا سائلا عن منهج الحق يبتغي سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعد تأمل هداك.
How will you answer the questions on the day of judgment if you don't know the answers? كان للحق يقصد نقر بأن. This is why the hadith mentions that seeking knowledge is obligatory on every single Muslim. Knowledge is how you will survive that day. Knowledge is a Muslim's survival guide.
Assalamu alaikum. I've got a quiz for you. This quiz, very simple. Three questions, inshallah ta'ala. Question number one. What does Allah's name, Allah, mean? Question number two. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's full name? The third question is, when you go to the toilet and when you're doing tahara and you're using tissue paper to wash yourself, what is the minimum number of tissue paper wipes that you must wipe yourself with as a bare minimum that you have to do? Simple questions, right? If you have the answer to all three, then that means inshallah ta'ala you know Allah to some extent, you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to some extent, and you know Islam to some extent. But if you became confused with these very basic questions, then as a brother, I have to ask you right now to really just take a step back and pause. These are basic things that are obligatory for every single Muslim to know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim, one Muslimatin and every single Muslim woman. You need to know this stuff. Allah created you to know this stuff. What is the evidence Allah created you to know this stuff? He created you so that you can worship Him alone, as He said in Surah Al-Dhariyat. How can you worship Him without knowing who He is? And how can you worship Him without not knowing how to worship Him? The study of Aqeedah and the study of Fiqh. Take out 1 year of your life, part time, just 4 hours a week, to learn about the absolute basics of your deen. We have a program starting, it's called the Muslim Survival Guide. It is what the title insinuates. It's a guide that will show a Muslim how to survive, survive what? The questioning within the grave and the questioning on the Day of Judgment, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, you're going to learn the basics of your deen. You want to carry on after that? Fantastic. But if all you want to do is take out this, at least you've got the basics. Now, it is a one-year program and it's being taught not just by myself, but multiple knowledge college teachers. We have two classes. In between the two classes, we have myself, Ustad Yaseen, we have Ustad Abdul-Ahad, and others. You can check on the page in the description below by scrolling down to see who the teachers are. We'll be teaching you, connecting with you personally, teaching you life. It's not just going to be audio and video. No, you will actually be communicating with us, inshallah ta'ala, in a class. But I must bring something to your attention. The spaces are extremely limited. So I'm really excited to have you on board the Muslim Survival Guide. Don't let shaitan get in the way right now. Just commit for 1 year, 38 weeks, learn about your deen and take that space before someone else takes it. And that's it. You're going to be with the Knowledge College teachers throughout the academic year. Sign up at the link below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.